Election officials in Haiti have reached agreement to declare a winner in the vote for president. René Préval was the front-runner, but it was not clear if he would be forced into a runoff election. Now, after some negotiations, Préval avoids a second vote by getting credit for slightly more than 51% of the votes cast. Reporter Amelia Shaw is in Port-au-Prince, and she's been following this story. And Amelia, first, what needed to be negotiated here?
Well, a high-ranking official from the Organization of American States came down to Haiti yesterday and met with foreign ambassadors, the UN, and Haiti's interim government, and they essentially hammered out a plan in which the null votes, or the votes that were blank in the election, were not counted. And these were some 85,000 votes. By eliminating those votes, they were able to increase Préval's percentage to above 50%, which is the simple majority he needed. And they did this by finding a loophole in Haitian electoral law.
Because the last time we spoke, Préval was below 50%, and this runoff would have seemed imminent. Why not just go ahead with it?
There have been demonstrations in the capital for 4 days now, in which tens of thousands of people have gone into the streets, blocked roads, burned tires, and people have been getting increasingly angry, not only at the lack of results in this election, it's been more than a week and they have not given final results, but also at the fact that Préval had been losing percentage of the votes with every day that was going by that the votes were being counted, and his supporters became very vocal and very angry. And then on Tuesday, Préval himself came out with a statement to the press saying that he believed there was fraud, massive fraud in these elections. A few hours later, thousands of ballots turned up, charred in, and burned in a garbage dump outside of the Capitol, and this caused widespread anger.
All right, well, now that Préval has gotten what he wanted and he will become president, is that going to end the allegations of fraud?
This has yet to be seen. I think what will be interesting will be the reaction of second-place candidate Leslie Maniga, who got about 12% of the vote. He yesterday had called for a press conference this morning, so it will be interesting to see his reaction and to see if he is going to accept this compromise, this deal that has been struck.
Maybe the way to put it is, was Préval the only person who had thousands of supporters he could turn out into the street to cause mayhem?
You know, yes, because there have really been no signs from the people who did not vote from Préval. There have really been no political protests from the people who did not support Préval. There have been some statements to the press from other political candidates who have also alleged fraud. But it will be interesting to see what the other candidates say.
And maybe we should stop here a moment to dwell on what might seem like an irony, Amelia. Jean-Bertrand Aristide was forced from power with the approval of the United States. A new election was held, and now a man who was seen as a supporter of Aristide is going to be returned to the presidency of Haiti.
This is going to be very interesting indeed. Many people see Préval as a protege of Aristide, but Préval has been saying in the press recently that he intends to be his own man. And many of the people who voted for him expect Aristide to come back, and it's not sure whether or not that's going to happen.
Amelia, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Reporter Amelia Shaw is in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, where René Préval is the winner of last week's presidential election.